Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC back, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die 4 Radio.
Man, fuck that. My brain is a full sheet, never going blank. I'm too deep. Don't ever underestimate how loud the truth speaks. The black sheep waving in the air, the black heat. Making niggas running like track meets. My voice sound crazy on the snare.
That beat.
My hat beats straight to the front like black peeps. Way back riding on the bus, exactly. I take it to the time when the music was happy and hair was permed out. Nobody was nappy. Now niggas just turned out. Nobody's crappy. You know what the turf out. Ain't fucking with athletes. I'm fucking with real made. Man who deal cane. No squares in the circle. Better holler at Mills Lane. Your flow is a real shame, I kick it like Liu Kang. I separate the men from the immortal. The cold child with the ill profile. It's so wild when it goes down. Yeah, man, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, my nigga. Hey, man, what up? Fuck with your boy real quick, though.
I got you.
Shit,
okay, fucking with the rhyme constructor, break loop maestro, master of the ceremony with the right tone, voice box melt over drums like provolone, only niggas sitting at the table with Coleon, Sean Stack, methamphetamine beyond crack, if I ain't on my job, then what you call that, anthropologist, digging up facts, give me 7 days, but I can resurrect rap, relax, let a pro do it, before double XL, I was showing proven, came like a bat out of hell with my whole unit, no way around it, nigga, you gotta go through it, me and B to the R, hard to kill, Steven. Cigar. I breeze through these bars like I'm breaking out the box, huh? Either quit or reinvent your style. This is dedicated to the one dimension now. It's the F. Respect.
I can play it, you know, and it's just a gift. And I just do what I feel with it. Right now, rap music is top. Rap music is number one over here. Rap music is ruling.
Mm-hmm. Gospel Radio, welcome back, y'all. Thursday night, you know how we do it. Got, once again, beautiful show, just a beautiful show, y'all. We did have a little switch around with the schedule, and I do apologize. Black Rob actually is going to be coming back probably sometime next week. We had to kind of reschedule at the last moment. But, you know, don't even trip. You already know that means there's a different guest. And we're going to make it happen. So we definitely, tonight we got R.A. the Rugged Man that's going to stop in. You know what I'm saying? We got T.R. Love from the Ultramagnetic MCs, OG in the house. You know, big shout out to him. We got Smooth the Hustler. We got Rampage, Flip Mode in the house. You know what I'm saying? So, again, still just another beautiful night here on Die 4 Radio. And we appreciate all the callers that, you know, were calling in early and already blowing up the line. So, you know how we do. We're going to play the real hip-hop, the real music, talk about real things, and give tribute to these pioneers and these legends. You know, because this is why we do it, people. This is part of hip-hop. This is part of the platform that hip-hop always has had. So, you know, I do my best to keep it real. But other than that, you know, a few announcements. Obviously, this week, you know, we somewhat partnered up with you know, the Hype magazine, so we're definitely going to be holding them down as they hold us down. So now Die 4 Radio is in association with the Hype magazine, and that's a crazy, crazy magazine, thehypemagazine.com. Y'all got to check it out. It's definitely, definitely what you need to be reading. You can also catch it on the newsstands and in your city, and it's definitely, definitely the business. So anyways, that's how it goes down. We're waiting for our first, you know, special guest to get in the house. You already know how it goes down here on Die 4 Radio. I'm going to real quick go to a song that, you know, it's kind of been in my head all day. And you know how when you have that song in your head, you always got to play it, you know what I'm saying, to get it out of your head. And it's definitely a banger. It's definitely, you know, somebody we had on the show. This is my homie, TMD, Paris Smith, with Symphony 2013. Die 4 Radio, we'll be coming back with our special guest. Come on.
Ten in the ten, it's squad.
Turn your whole block into Bangkok. Your girl's a female whore, how she Bangkok. Stop your whole team like gridlock. Transforming these niggas dinosaur, I'm Grimlock. I'm rising to the top, you niggas just a pit stop. Run up in the grid with the hammer and get your pit popped. You can catch me on the stage with the boom bap. Hit you with the gat, little nigga, how you love that? Fucking with Hit Squad, I doubt that. Navigate your system, motherfucker, I doubt that.
I'm the baddest motherfucker in existence. I'ma fuck a lot of people out, putting me in this position. Hands all on my dizzy, your bitch is chilling right with it. Knowing this on my level, let's have her over, you midget. Now I don't bust chaps or traps, but I bust raps. That should be enough, so if it ain't, then fuck rap. How you gon' teach me something you suck at? You fuck getting cut like the guts of a Dutch rap. I reign supreme, that's why I know that I'ma make the team. Hey, I'ma bring it to your plate like I'm catering. Step up and get punched and pissed on. That's the shit that happens when you fuck with the Hit Squad.
My brain fit in for the riches, it moves for the money. My time's fed, you ready? Listen to skill dummy. I'm from the streets where beef is getting real bloody. Talk slick, you can catch a bullet in your fresh gully. It's funny how the industry raps now. You fucking whack clowns need to listen, cause we bringing it back now. Call me McFly, back to the future in my DeLorean. My team is more than them, spitting venom and street torching them.
The beats calling them.
Now my mind's in the booth, I produce fire like a beast. Blind with the truth, for federal district. I'm a misfit for this shit, spitting so instant that my flow travels distant.
Fame and force that I aim and scorch a nigga. You're ready, your homie, like I was aborting niggas. I'm fresh off the block, bitch, I handle the rocks like Jigga. Career crow, yeah, I got more prize than Richard. It's not a game, nigga, slinging wherever you live. The cops in Suffolk County,
I'm known as a fugitive.
Wanted dead or alive, look me in my eyes to see a G. This is where live, picture my ride, yeah, that's all I see. Tunnel vision, my missing to be the best. Got me clipping the competition, leaving a bloody mess. I'm the best, if you feel different, then get it off your chest. Can't do that, no battle rap, back in where you rest, motherfucker.
I'm Chinese, non-Siamese, live wire with the fire speech. Mine out of reach, lot of trees like a bonfire. Grind, I increase network when I stretch work. Don, I am he, got the squeeze on you liars. Try and breathe, nigga, please. I can breeze on you writers, die in peace. High and leash, what they need and desire. I'm a beast for the streets, this is free. I recite it and I feast. Slick crack since Matchbox, been rapping like a Sasquatch. Burning your tracks, watch you acting like your ass. I laugh, stop, sleep not, last night. I speak, they gas shot, keep that gas pot.
Don't force me to harm your fam and all that stuff got to go. Get your ass buried under the sand. Come on, understand, I ain't one of them birds. See, I speak my mind, you never catch me mumbling words. Faggot niggas get them off to the curb. Fuck stomping you out, I put your navigator chuck in reverse. How your mom's gon' feel when you stuck in the hearse? Closed casket, only thing they need is bones and dirt. It's NY, Mr. Brownsville is back. The truth is I own this hood from front to back. I'm on my grind, like skateboards and rollerblades. I can show you how to spit out races and hold a blade. Put a hole in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the front of the speaker in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the back seat. That'll put a hole in the back of the man in the back seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the back seat. Put a hole in the back of the man in the front seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the front seat. Put a hole in the steering wheel to the Humvee. If drama stuck, consider yourself a dead man. Cause the 38 turned you rags to headbands. Listen, I can show you how to bang. Toss your daughter off the building like that bitch had wings. Never.
Gospel Radio in the house. That's my man PMD with Symphony. We definitely got one of our special guests in the house. This is a true MC right here. He's been in the game for longer than y'all been listening to music. Some of you that listen to my show, that is. We got R.A. the Rugged Man live and direct at Gospel Radio. How you doing tonight, fam?
How you doing? Everything's good over here.
That's what's up. Just a pleasure having you in here, man. Like I said, consistently banger after banger after banger all these years. How do you do it, homie?
Just hard work and loyalty to the craft. That's all it is. You know, you just don't get caught up in the hype of what's, like, new and trendy and corny. And just keep it pure. And you know, that's what you do. And, you know, if your heart's in it and you put in the work, you're going to make good music, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you signed to I believe, Jive. When you were 18, right?
Yeah, I was a little kid, man. I signed over to Jive. had a nine record label bidding war. They all wanted me because I was the young. I didn't have that damaged reputation of the crazy man yet. I had the young, wild, you know, young, wild, white Long Island boy who could rap better than everybody. You know, that was my reputation. It was before you know, always crazy, scary, you know, get away from him, you know. So, yeah, so I had a lot of interest over there, and I went to jive like an idiot.
Well, I mean, but he's like, you know, at 18 years old, you sign in a major, and especially when you have bidding wars for you, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know any average 18-year-old, regardless of what's going on, it really knows the extent of what you're about to do or how to handle that. I mean, that's a tough decision at 18 years old, you know?
Well, rappers were younger back then, you know? Now if somebody's 25, they considered the young boy in the game, you know? It's like back in that era, you know, before me, there was rappers like LL Cool J, who was 16 coming in the game, and Special Ed was 17 coming in the game, and you know, so 18 wasn't particularly like, wow, such a young rapper, because you know, the if you was 28, 29, 30 years old back then, you wasn't getting no deal really. It's like, oh, that's an old dude, you know. So you know, it was basically, you know, the early 90s. So you know, at that time it wasn't so crazy to be that age. You know, it was kind of almost, you know, the age you're supposed to be. You know, maybe an age or two older possibly, but it was roughly the age you were supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, and you know, the thing too uniquely about that era is you actually had to be unique, and I don't mean to say that word again in the same sentence, but you really had to be unique to get there, and you do see a lot of people, you know, doing the same thing as far as genres and music and this and that. I mean, do you still, even though you said, I signed a job, I shouldn't have, or, you know, but do you still get the chills with this hip-hop? Like, when you hear something, I know that new video you had is crazy, and we're going to talk about that, and that's a really, you know, a really good song. Do you still get the chills with the music, like when you were 18 and first got it going?
Yeah, of course. You know, when you're doing great things in the booth, and you're like, wow. Like, I was just in the studio today, and I was like, wow, you know, we're gonna beat the last one, ain't we? We're going to beat the last, you know, me and my engineer working on this new album. And, well, you know, getting excited, you know, like, okay, I got to go on tour. I'm not going to be in the studio nonstop, so the album's not going to be done very fast. But, you know, just starting to chop that wood for next record. And, you know, we got getting very excited about a lot of it, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, and that's great to hear because, again, you've been consistent. You've paved your own lane, stayed in it, did what you have to do. Even though you said younger, you know, you hadn't got that personality, or that personality wasn't out there yet from you. But I mean, you definitely stayed consistent, and you stayed busy. I mean, there's not a lot of people that do real hip hop for this long that can stay busy. You know, as far as say like with the sound bombings, how did you get involved in that?
Oh, they was new in the game. I was already OG. You know, when Ruckus started coming on, you know, Talib, Mos Def, those were the new cats. They were new in the game. And, you know, they already, oh, yo, I had your red tape back in high school, and I had this and that, you know. So it was, Sasha Jenkins, who was a writer for the Vibe magazine and Ego Trip. He's actually in the group The White Man Dingoes now with MERS and the Bad Brains, or Daryl Jennifer from the Bad Brains. But he said, yo, these guys of Ruckus, you know, some little indie label down to buy some 12-inch singles from you, or a couple DAT tapes of some of your songs, whatever. Go have a meeting with them, you know. So I met with them, and they started buying songs off of me, and that was what it was, you know.
Absolutely. They were great. Look, I still got the CD to the Soundbomb, and those were great little, I don't want to say little, but, you know, to me, in that time when they came out, like you said, it was somewhat of an independent, you know, a label, but I mean, man, the quality of music that comes out. There's also another one. I don't know if he was on it, but around that time when I think Sound Bombing 2 came out, there was also, I want to say, Yosumi Records. They came out with an album called Game Over, and I was bumping that compilation and the Sound Bombing like crazy, just over and over and over again. So I mean, that had to be fun. You know, there's a lot of great artists on there, and you a legend with them. You worked with some of the best though. You know, I mean, again, I love having guests like you on here because you still are a pioneer, you know what I'm saying? And you definitely, you know, like I said, what I try to do here is I do have a younger crowd that listens to it. I grew up, you know, in the 80s and 90s and definitely, you know, I still listen to that type of music, but I like to show the younger crowd you know, hey, there's some rappers from a long time ago that are still very, very relevant today, and you need to hear. And I'm hoping that they incorporate that into their music that they make today, because a lot of them don't have the knowledge of real music. You know, we grew up listening to the records and all sorts of, you know, soul and funk and all sorts of different music that made us better at what we did. But a lot of this younger crowd, they only have grown up listening to the hip hop that's out there right now. What do you listen to besides hip hop? I know, you know, that's what we do, but, you know, you have crazy samples, you know, back in the day and what you've rapped to. Do you plug in some records every once in a while and take it back?
I listen to more old school music than new school music, actually, because, you know, I usually check out who's rapping, who got the better verses, and is so-and-so's verses up to par, and I listen to hip-hop music as a competition now. You know, it's not like when they weren't my peers, when I used to look up to Kane and Rakim and Positive K and, you know, Nice and Smooth, and I used to look up to them dudes, you know. Then what happened is, you know, you become part of the game. So now you're everybody's your competition. So now I don't listen to the music as much as, like, yo, let me just sit in my living room and listen to some, you know, relaxed music. You know, I like if I put on somebody's CD, I'm like, damn, this verse is crazy. This is that. This is this. You know, it's crazy music. Sometimes I want to rest my head, because when I listen to hip hop, I'm just thinking all the time. I'm like, that snare is too high. That sample's ill. Yo, you know, I need some shit like this. You know, so sometimes I listen to, you know, a little bit more relaxed music, some R&B, some soul, some lay low, chill out, relax the body type of music. You know, when I'm on a tour, you're doing rap shows every night, getting that tour bus, and when they're trying to blast rap music, you know, like, yo, I just did like 4 hours of rap, and then I'm in the studio 5 hours of rap, and, you know, okay, let's put on a little bit, something to calm us down a little bit right now, you know? So
I completely agree with you. You know, I'm an independent artist and producer myself, and there are those points where you just don't need to hear that type of music. Everything starts down the same, especially live shows. I mean, you know, the strength that it takes to get through those is just amazing. So I definitely feel that. I'm definitely going to go into this track. Tell us a little bit about this track, because from the moment I heard it, I was definitely feeling, still get through the day, and the video is crazy. Now, was this the video, because I follow you on Facebook and, you know, Twitters and stuff like that. If I heard it right, didn't you get a ticket filming this video or something like that? A cop wrote a ticket to you guys for doing something? Was that this one?
Oh, yeah, they ticketed me for it, whatever. You know, I didn't pay it yet. You know, I mean, I might try to pay it. I don't know yet, but it is what it is. But yeah, this is
I saw the picture. I was like, oh man.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen the video, go look it up, everybody. It's called "Still Get Through the Day," and it's probably my best music video I've ever done. The song is a classic. It's a little. I love the record, but the video just takes the record to the next level. You know, "Still Get Through the Day," R-Rated Rugged Man. You got to see that video. The visuals, the kid Doug who directed it, he just knocked it out the park. You know, it's really, really, really great. So,
and it is. And I have to attest to it, people, everybody listening, everybody on the call line. By the way, if you want to speak, you know, to the host or anybody, press 1-646-200-4945. We were here with R-Rated Rugged Man, and the video is amazing. Let's check out this track right now, "Stick It Through the Day."
This one just gets me in the heart, man. All right, Tola, you bringing something out of me here, Tola. You know, the times get tough, I know, kid. Everything's gonna be okay. Yo. Little ones, listen, learn from me. See, you could be the best, but sitting in your room depressed, and you'll never progress. My sister Dee Dee was born mentally retarded. She was a beautiful woman at 26, but now she's nearly departed. This May 10th, she suffered from a heart attack. The depletion of oxygen in the head left her in a coma, brain dead. Her internal organs was failing, her body no longer releasing excretions. My parents wouldn't pull the plug, cause she was still breathing. Black, white, let's unite us, never divide us. X-Clan, Professor X died from spinal meningitis. So men alike, is it right? Suffer been struggling, slumming. A few years ago you were sucking your thumb, and now you busting your gun and dumbing. An innocent man is done, and enough of your bluffing. You're thugging, enough of the ruckus running. The roughest is coming, it's a miracle just being born. Learn to enjoy life, it ain't that long. Sing the words to my song, come on.
Wake up, don't cry, so sad.
Life's full of tragedies. We see our friends die, some get murdered, some die by disease. Got your finger on the trigger, don't do it. Contemplating suicide, just put the gun down. We all been through it. An infant in his crib, sprayed by stray bullets and died. He was a future genius, he would've won the Pulitzer Prize. A racist cop shot an innocent black, an 8-year-old prostitute hoeing, getting mommy money for crap. A little boy molested by his stepfather, hopeless. The little boy grew up, now he molesting his own kids. The government watching you from a satellite, like you ain't had it right. Your best friend snitching on you, that's animal-like. It's horrible watching your loved ones die and having to bury them. This year my cousin was found dead, she overdosed shooting heroin. My family dying from sickening disorders. We found my brother Max, he was blue and purple, and he was stiff with rigor mortis. My father got spots on his lungs, they think it's cancer. I'm praying every night, even if God don't ever answer. We could do it together. Women, hold your mans. Men, hold your women. Everybody, let's hold hands and sing.
Wake up, don't.
Radio, we're in the house. Ooh, still get through the day. We got already the Rugged Man rocking with us. Definitely hot track. And like we said, people, go check out the video. And it's, you know, ironic, you know, you say this is the best video you think you've done visually and everything. Not just videos, excuse me, but you are in, I mean, the movies a lot, correct? You're a film critic as well.
Yeah, I do a little film reviews for, you know, some magazines and you know, I had a little web series for MTV called Film School. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a film nerd and film geek. So when they want my little input, you know, I give a little history to them sometimes, you know. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And then also, too, you're into boxing quite a bit. Do you box yourself or you've just been doing commentating and stuff like
well,
that?
Well, when I was a kid, I boxed. I used to box as a kid. There was a little gym in Port Jefferson. I used to go over to there. And funny thing is, my trainer, Murphy, he when I filmed the People's Champ video, somebody said, oh, I got this gym in Long Island, and it was a totally different town. You know, Long Island's big. And it just happened to be Murphy's son was the owner of the gym. And I went to the, you know, it was Murphy's. I hadn't seen the guy in years. So it's crazy. I remember him when I was a little kid. Now I'm like, wow, oh, man, he was crazy. Yeah.
Definitely a small world. You know, but man, I'm still tripping on the song, too, because we were just talking about how you go back and you listen to music just to chill. That's one of those songs. I mean, obviously, you're talking about real deal stuff, but that's something you put your feet up and you just sit back and you listen. Because you're definitely telling a story, and you know, you don't see a lot of people in hip hop do that anymore. You know, there's not a lot of substance out there, so you don't see them put their personal information, if you will, out on a track like that. I mean, did that feel good? Was that like almost hitting a punching bag to you, being able to let out like that?
I'm not sure. You know, I wrote it and I just dropped it. And I don't remember the feeling when I recorded it. I don't remember. I know when on the set while they were directing the video, that was a crazy set because it was a whole Hollywood set, like where like they had actors playing my handicapped brother, actors playing my handicapped sister, actors playing my father who's deceased, and you know my mother, and you know it was like this crazy thing. And then like when we were filming the scenes, like the cast and crew and the wardrobe lady all started crying during the scenes, and everybody was crying on the set the whole time. I'm like, this is bizarre, man. It was crazy. So that's when we knew we had a strong video. A lot of people, when the video dropped, they were like, oh my God, they called me crying. There's people just crying and crying over this damn video. It's crazy. So, yeah.
Well, that just shows you how you are in this game. I mean, music is emotion when it comes down to it. And even though you said, I don't remember how I felt when I did it, but that had to be, I mean, a crazy moment when you have people acting about what you're talking about, and it's your family that, you know, that is, you know, deceased or not here anymore. I mean, man, that's amazing. And now I see, too, not only from the visuals, and I've seen the video, but why you say this is probably one of the best videos I made. We definitely got some people, you know, a couple of fans that want to chop it up with you. These phone lines are going crazy. I got a 724 area code. You live on the radio already. The Rugged Man, Die For. What's happening with you?
Man, not much, man. How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's good. How you doing?
That's what's up. Definitely, man. How you been, R.A.? How you been, man?
Just holding up, man. Just getting ready. Just got out the studio today, and then headed to, I'm leaving the country for a month to start the new tour soon. So, yeah.
Man, that's what's up, man. Hey, I got a question for you. How hip-hop, like, his, you know, he signed an early deal when he was 18, and, like, looking at hip-hop now, like, how much do you think it affects, like, everything? You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, TV shows, you know, like, basketball, like, just everything around the, like, scope of things. You know what I mean? Like, how much do you think hip-hop is affecting, like, everything we do, even how we eat?
Well, I think hip-hop affected the world, you know. It's like took over the world in a lot of ways. It's in the brains and the ears of the youth all over the planet, you know. It doesn't matter where, what part of the globe you're from, what part of the country you're from. It's in everybody's household, everybody's household. There's not a household that hip-hop didn't invade. And there's not a community in the world that doesn't have aspiring rappers trying to rhyme. And like you said, there's not a television network that isn't having hip-hop on that network, and there's not a basketball game that's not going to have hip-hop in the intermission, and a boxing match that won't have hip-hop, you know, when they're coming out to the ring. It's like, it's everywhere, everywhere on the planet, man. We're Cool Herc, Grandfather, Grandmaster Flash, and guys started doing years ago. I'm not sure if they would have ever been able to see where it was going to go, you know?
Wow, man. Yeah, that's a good answer, man. And also, like, going on to that and seeing how right back in the 90s was, because, like, I feel like I listen to a lot, and I can kind of pick up on some things. Like, there was some knowledge in the rap, man. There was, man, like, in the 80s, there was a lot of knowledge in it. And in the 90s, even though there was gangster rap, you know, I still feel there was something there, you know what I mean? So do you think, like, how it is kind of now, do you think, like, the big heads and the labels and all that are trying to, like, take that knowledge aspect away, even out of, like, some gangster rap? You know, I can listen to, like, some Dub C and get some life lessons out of it.
Yeah.
So how you feel about that? You think it was a big, you think rap's a big learning, like, a learning book thing?
Well, what it is the more simplified and dumb down you make things for simple people, the more easy it is to digest the society. So the more stupid people will pick up on it and understand it, and the more stupider and less thinking you have to do, the more it will be, you know, it will appeal to more and more and more and more people, because they don't got to use their brain. They don't got to do no thinking. They just, like, you know, put on the radio, and there's a three-word hook for them to repeat over and over again, say something really stupid over and over again, and they don't have to digest lyricism, And, you know, I think that's a big thing that's going on is the simplicity and the dumbing down of the culture to, you know, to sell records to people who don't care nothing about the culture, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. That's what's
yeah,
that's
man,
what's
I think that's what's missing in the game. Like, you can even take a simple, because I remember I had a song list, I was listening to a song today. Simple song, you know, nothing like, nothing greatest lyrically, but it had like a little message in it, like, man. Out of like a simple song, there was a message into it, and like now it's like you find like you know your 2-minute, 3-minute songs. It's just bullshit. Man, I think that's what's missing out the rap game. Even like the slightest bit of knowledge in a like you know in a simple song. Man.
Say it again.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, what was you gonna say?
I said it's a big word, substance. You don't see a lot of substance in music anymore. Well, in hip, you know, some newer age hip-hop.
Well, not just hip-hop, and pop radio, too. There's not as much substance as there once was. You know, now less real musicians in pop music. There's less legitimate hit records in pop music, you know, because hit records aren't made through the music most of the time these days. Mm-hmm. They're made from the celebrity of the person who made the song, you know, like back in the day, it was more competitive. Like, who has the best songs? Who has the best songs? You know, who has the most catchy chorus that's like well crafted, and whose instrumentation is the hottest? And it's not about that. It's about, oh, Miley Cyrus is, you know, acting wild. Oh, here she's naked on a ball, you know, swinging through the video. Oh, okay, boom, hit. You know, oh, you know, it's not a. The big hit records these days aren't legitimate hit records. They're just songs, you know, produced for celebrity famous people who have big far reaches on Twitter. You know, somebody untalented has 20 million Twitter followers, and then they tweet their video and 20 million people are seeing it. And then their record label has, you know, 10 million followers and their Facebooks and boom, 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 and 50 million followers on the Facebook. And then all of a sudden, and a lot of these, you know, the mainstream rappers aren't even making hip-hop songs no more. What they're doing is they're making radio songs, and their rhymes is almost like filling the blank. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we got the chorus that's for radio. We got the beat for radio. We got the famous person singing on the chorus for the radio. Now all you got to do is fill in your 3/16s or your 16 and your 12, and that's the song. There's no soul or real feeling into the song. It's not a real song anymore. You know, it's not music. That's not music. That's like a corporate creation. That's not how music is made. You know, that's how you know, phony, fake pop songs is made, you know?
Absolutely. And going into that real quick, with your new album you're working on, who are some of the people you're working with this new album? Because I know everybody you're working with has a substance. So who are some of the people in the album?
Well, right now, I mean, we just started. We're just a couple songs in. So far, the first three beats...
Okay.
So far, the first three beats are produced by Shuko, who's produced a couple joints for me in the past and for Jedi Mind Tricks. And he did stuff, I think, Ice Cube and stuff, too. I'm not sure who Shuko worked with. He worked with a ton of people, but he's a German producer. And the other track is produced by Prince Paul, the legendary Prince Paul. And let me think, the third track, what is that one? Oh, and the other one's produced by Mr. Green so far. So the first three tracks are produced by Mr. Green, Shuko, and Prince Paul. I'm doing a lot of work with Mr. Green, but, also, you know, I'm planning my collabs with everybody who I want to work with. And I just was talking with LL Cool J and we want to make something monstrous, you know? So I sent them a couple beats and I sent them a beat and I said, this might be it. And he hit me back and was like, yo, that beat is really good. He's like, but yo, for our joint, it got to be great. He's like, I want them to bleed Hennessy when they hear this joint. So let's keep looking. I said, yeah. So we're both looking for the right track for that because we want to do some, you know, GOAT. You know, he's the GOAT. He's the first one who named himself that with that record. He had the album, The GOAT, you know. And he arguably is one of the greatest or the GOAT, you know. So working with a Cool J. Atmosphere, I'm working with Sluggo, we're going to do something. There's a couple things in the works, you know, like I'm trying to figure out if I could get this Mortal Tech R.A. the Rugged Man record because, for the next album because, That's like the one that the fans always ask me for. They're always like, hey, when's Ari the Rugged Man in Tech? When's Ari the Rugged Man in Immortal Tech? When's Ari? You know, so they always ask me. So Tech lives about 6-8 blocks from me. We live right around the corner from each other. So he inboxed me. He was like, yo, Ari, you tell me you lived around the corner? I said, yeah, man. We're just figuring out, you know, when we're going to make that happen, too. But the album's, like I said, I'm planning on doing 120, 150 shows this year. So it's going to take, the album's going to take a minute, because what happens is I work in the studio for a day or two, and then I leave town. I get back the next week, I work for a day or two, write rhymes, and then I leave town for a month and a half. And, you know, so it's like, if I had time to lock my stuff in the studio for 4 months, I could get the album done fast. But when it's like, you know, I come back, work a little bit, chop a little wood on the next album, and then, you know, go on tour for 30 dates, and then, you know, come back home, work on a video, okay, time to get back in the studio. You know, it's like that's not easy to make an entire album fast that way, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely going to take some time, but it's going to be worth it. It's going to be my best work to date. I'm going to make sure that every time I drop a new album, it's going to be better than the one before, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you dropped Legends Never Die, April 2013, and obviously, I mean, just a great, great classic album. You always do classic albums. Where can the fans find that Legends Never Die to go download it?
Oh, I think anywhere, you know. I think you go to what? All of them. What, the Amazon?
iTunes, everything, Amazon.
Yeah. You could go to Best Buy, the FYIs or whatever they are. You know, you can go anywhere and get it. Nature Sounds, the distributor label, they're a small operation. So sometimes if you go into like a Best Buy, if they sell out, Nature Sounds isn't always fast to get it back. And, sometimes they got to reorder them. So sometimes
yeah.
You'll go somewhere and be like, oh, we couldn't find your record, R.A. And they complain to me on Facebook and stuff. I'm like, I'm not the label, really, man. Just hit up Best Buy and tell them to get the damn album, you know. But it is everywhere, you know. It's everywhere.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's just a pleasure having you here, man. And, you know, I followed your music for a long time. And follow what you've been doing. And to this day, follow what you're doing. Big shout out to my man Todd Davis, because when he brought it up, I said, of course, that's a no-brainer. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at the Soundbomb and CD and a lot of your old music like, oh, of course. So a big salute to you, my dude, for rocking with us. And you know what I'm saying? Anything you have new coming out, any singles, any spins, anything, man, we got your back. Once you're here, I'll die for you, fam, and we definitely hold you down. So, you know, keep in touch with us, and we'll keep in touch with you, and we'll definitely bring this hip-hop back.
That sounds like a plan, bro.
All right. All right, the Rugged Man. You have a great night again. Just a pleasure having you in the house, man.
Cool. All right.
That's what's up. So, Gospel Radio, that's the way we do it here. Nice interview there with Ari the Rugged Man. Dude's been in the game for so long and stayed relevant for so long that, you know what I'm saying, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way hip-hop artists are supposed to make it happen. So real quick, I'm going to go into some music. We got more special guests coming in, definitely. So don't trip. We got Rampage. We got Smooth the Hustler. You know what I'm saying? We got, the Ultra Magnetic MC himself, TR Love. And you know how we do it. Die for Way to Go. Here goes right now this Apathy East Coast Rapist. Come on.
We think you're crazy to make us write an essay telling you who we think we are. And you see us as you want to see us. In the simplest terms, with the most convenient definitions. But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain.
And an athlete.
And a basket case. A princess.
And a criminal.
Does that answer your question?
You say you on your grind like that's something special. That's what you're supposed to be doing, motherfucker. We rap. It's not like we build houses or do rocket science. Y'all need to get over yourselves, for real. I'm body bagging everything in sight. The sight of a mass murderer. A white dude ripping mics, rare as a black surfer. Absurd, even do a surgical procedure on sneakers. Till the EMCs are pulling off these MC sneakers. I ain't grow up like Leave It to Beaver or Mike Seaver. I'm from where the white trash invented the white beater. Hallelujah. Born in the sewer like Michelangelo, Donatello, and splintered and sent to earth with the antidote. To wipe out whack, they strike out fast. It's Cobra Fangs, blow your brains, no remains, just ashes. These days people get amazed by the mental, cause I'm secretive as rituals and Masonic temples. I don't care if they from suburbs or raised in the ghetto, they grab their pad and their pencil and start tracing my stencil. Why you praying to God to get a taste of the devil? How you trying to be real when you made by Geppetto? You little marionette, where you carrying sex? I'll incinerate your flesh and bury the rest. I'm East Coast to get any stage they put me on. Came out the womb with Tim's and a hoodie on. East Coast rapist. Born, the way you was formed, make you wish you was a stain on the page of a pawn. I don't take the bull by the horns, I rip the horns from its cranium. I'm nuclear, you're a chest full of uranium. Radioactive, my radio's massive. Like I'm radio, I hand keep the police passive. Cause nobody wanted, I'm hotter than Firefield. Karate chop cop cars and punch through riot shields. I'm the bionic man, I'm Lee Majors. Selling crack in the 80s with three pages. I'm the East Coast beat killer and rapist. Police catches identify our faces. I murder the mic in about 48 states. What I do to mixtapes will catch me a rape case. Too many faggots getting money, get your paper straight. Y'all are gay as a dude using a shake weight. Y'all are snake bait, rats in the boa's paint. Saying you killing shit, motherfucker, you know you ain't. I go in the paint, the defense scatters, the backboard shatters. The same exact shit I do to rap, East Coast rapist.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm an East Coast overdoser.
Feel. Now if you're feeling real festive and generous like that, listen, it got
Santa Claus, feel just like I'm Santa Claus, they treat me like I'm Santa Claus.
What's all the talk about Christmas? Ain't nobody ever stopped to look at my wish list.
I came here with the sleigh and the reindeer. Big bag of toys, let me give you some game. I'm your mama, dad, hard work. But they call me St. Nicholas. Big old belly, I ain't ticklish. But ho, ho, ho. Stop it now, let me go. How many more?
Santa Claus, you're just like a Santa Claus.
Coming down that chimney. You know Santa put it under the tree, cause you left out cookies and milk for me. Yeah, when they wake up, they all gone. You see, but I never really wanna break up my home. My helpers do whatever I like, because I make sure your daughter get that brand new bike. I developed a legend over the years by living through my fears and giving to my peers at the bar with beers. Everybody scream cheers. I'm sipping on an eggnog. Listen here, I know the dad's gotta feel like Santa. I know the mom's gotta feel like Santa. Every provider gotta feel like Santa. Catch me next winter, chill like Santa.
Hey Santa, hey Santa.
But I'm sure you can just find a man and do your thing.
Santa Claus, you're just like a Santa Claus. You treat me like a Santa Claus. My wife thinks I'm Santa Claus. Daughters don't know that I'm Santa Claus. They treat me like Santa Claus.
Radio. This is the way we do it. It's Thursday night. Everybody listen online, 646-200-4945. If you want to speak with us, press 1. We definitely got our next special guest. It's an honor to have this gentleman in our house. We got Rampage rocking out with us. How you doing tonight, homie?
Salute. What up, family? What's the word?
Oh, man, we just enjoying great music, great guests. We just wrapped up interview with R.A. the Rugged Man. You know, definitely was talking
about. Oh, that's
about
my dude,
things.
Man. Where R.A.? Yeah. He's still on the line?
No, he hung up. He was just getting out of the studio, and so we had him for about 30 minutes, and he was definitely about to kick his feet up and relax, I'm pretty sure. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, salute to my brother, R.A. the Rugged Man. That's been my dude forever, man. Make sure y'all go support his project, everything he's doing, man. He's definitely been grinding for a long time, man, you know. I got to tip my hat off to my dude, me and him. I had a chance last year to record a record called Zig Zag Zig. It was official, man, and I salute my brother, R.A. the Rugged Man.
Absolutely. And here we are, here to salute you, you know, a pioneer in this hip-hop,
sir.
A constructor, you name it. But I'll get into that in a second. Tell these people what Rampage is up to nowadays. And I got a lot of people that follow this show and listen to the show, you know, that grew up through
right.
the 80s and 90s in the golden era. Then I also got a whole other section of newer kids. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely tell them what you're up to nowadays.
You know, I got a, I got a cartoon coming out, working on, you know, doing voiceovers on cartoons. I got my own animation company. I'm still doing the music. I'm still doing my, you know, Deep Freezes, the movement. That's my new movement. Salute to the Universal Flip Mode Squad. That's forever. You know, that's never going to stop. Salute Busta Rhymes. Salute Spliff Star. Salute Rod Digger. Salute Baby Sham. Salute DJ Scratcher Chore. You know what I'm saying? So that let me just get that out the way. And, you know, Rampage, I've just been grinding, man. I'm out here beating up the streets and running with this new movement, Tune Platinum. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of people that, you know, that definitely about to do some things to the game, and you know, I'm guiding the way. You know what I mean? So, you know, without the future, there's no me. You know, without the past, there's no me. So, a lot of these veteran artists need to definitely always look into people that's coming up and making sure, you know, if this is what they want to do, you pass the torch. So, you know, you got to keep teaching and keep learning. You know, we just getting younger and younger. You dig?
Yeah, no, I feel you. And honestly, that's what I try to do over here at Dipole Radio. And again, you know, I can't expect everybody to grow up in the era that I did. You know, I can't help – people can't
right.
help when they're born. But what I try to do
right.
for the younger crowd is you know, and let's take example, someone doesn't know who Rampage is or even Flip Mode Squad is. And then they
right.
hear it on here and they go back and, you know, my key phrase out here is do the knowledge. They go back and they do the knowledge and they be like, man, this is some crazy music right here. And then they
Correct.
Go do some more research, and if they're artists themselves, they start implementing that into their music, and we start bringing that sound back, the sound that we love and we grew up to. And, again, I'm not knocking any new artists or the hustle or what
right.
they do, but I have a certain type
right.
of hip-hop that I listen to, and there's a certain type of hip-hop I don't listen to. So you
correct.
Know, we definitely
saying,
have to do that.
And you know, and I salute you for that. And you know, I salute you for having me a part of your movement. And you know, it's nothing like the '90s. You know what I'm saying? That's where the music. It was music, you know what I'm saying? But again, sometimes we just got to go with time. But it ain't even about that right now. It's about me and you vibing and sharing the knowledge with everybody that's listening. So, you know, anybody want to know about Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Football Squad, you can Google me as well, or you could definitely hit me up on my social media. Mine is The Real Rampage at Twitter and The Real Rampage on Instagram. I'm always, you know, throwing back classic pictures, you know, either with a guru, either with Jay-Z, either with Busta Rhymes. I just keep my relevancy always up. So, you know, for those that don't know me, definitely can hit me up on the social network. I'm a real person, and, you know, you can ask me any question you want to ask.
Yeah, and then definitely, I just had somebody message me via Twitter, and they wanted to hear a little bit more about the voiceover stuff that you're doing in the cartoon. Tell us just a little bit more about that and where they can find that when it comes out.
Well, I could tweet you a link to two of my cartoons I did. It was also produced by my dude, Tommy Ruffin, from New York City. Me and him formed the lines, and we just decided to do black cartoons. So, you know, we put a couple of cartoons together. I got a couple of familiar people in the cartoon. I got the first cartoon is called The Legend of the Black Caesar. I will send you that link so you can share it with everybody. And
absolutely.
You know, I started doing that because a couple of years ago, in travel, I seen my man Tone Loke, and I was like, man, how you doing all these voiceovers and stuff like that? And he was like, you know what, Rampage, for real, somebody approached me about doing it, and I turned them down a couple of years before, and then all of a sudden he was doing Care Bears, and the dude was like, yo, would you do a voiceover for it? And Tom Rock was like, yeah, let me try it. And he's just been doing voiceovers, and a lot of people don't know that. There's a lot of us that does voiceovers. We got to recognize the voice. Besides the music, there's other things that you can do outside the box. And me, I've always been an outside-the-box type of dude.
Yeah. But been successful with it. Some people can't do that lane and be successful with it, but you've definitely – found your niche.
Man, once you're an MC, always an MC. You can do anything you put your mind to.
You
just
got
to have time. Everything has to be timing. That's it.
Now you got a new solo LP coming out, Everybody Ain't Loyal, or Everyone Ain't Loyal.
Yeah, Everybody Ain't Loyal. Look at the industry, Everybody Ain't Loyal.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
they ain't loyal to this.
You know
the knowledge. They ain't loyal.
Yeah. Now, has that changed?
They doing this music all, huh? Say it again.
Has that changed from, say, 15, 20 years ago to compared to now dealing with people? Because, you know, there's a huge independent, you know, we'll just go for hip-hop right now, but, you know, a lot of people can be successful independent artists right now, being able to put your own song on iTunes, being able to do your own graphics, being able to have a home studio. Has it changed a little bit as far as Everyone Ain't Loyal in the last 15 years to
you? But look, in the game right now, there's no rules. You just doing whatever you can do. You putting your project out. You creating fan base by Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever your social media is. You know what I'm saying? You just got to break the rules, man, because nowadays when we came in, you was anticipated. You wanted to go buy the tape. You can't do that no more. It has to go back to that. When you was waiting for a Rampage album, you was waiting for a De La Soul first album, you was waiting for a Redman album. You know what I'm saying? Those barriers, a lot of cats don't do that no more. You know what I'm saying? They're going against the grain, and some dudes in these games would just be foul with it. I'm gonna keep it real. But again, if you don't go with the time, you lose. You know what I'm saying? So as I'm looking at the game now, I see a lot of dudes just fouling it up. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was saying nobody is sticking to the form how it should be when you had an anticipated album or, you know, you was a dope MC for being on the Lyricist Lounge. You feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
You know, it's certain things that you do for people to recognize your movement. And there's a lot of dudes in the game that got a heavy movement like that. I got to salute them, but then there's a lot of people that's just not loyal to the game. They just doing anything and everything just to be a part of it. They don't know if they're coming or going. Everyone ain't loyal.
I agree. And you know what? I still buy CDs myself. Again, growing up in the era, that's still special to me. But I'll tell you what, as a teenager, when albums used to come out and you used to wait in line for warehouse or wherever you went to buy it, you know, I live next to a warehouse to buy a CD. I don't feel that magic anymore. I do when my favorite artist has a CD. I'm like, yeah, let's go get this, you know. But man, every Tuesday, you know, let's go get these CDs. And with iTunes, it's a shame now too because they can preview the whole album and pick the songs that they want. Now I understand the technology part of it, and I understand all that, but I love being surprised about the album. You know, you never know what you was going to get with the album. You knew what your favorite artist was going to do, but you didn't know what you was going to get. You was excited, and you didn't really have leaks in the internet where, they leaked this track and this and that. So, man, I just miss it. But, again, that's why, you know, I have this platform because I really want to bring it back.
Or you heard a certain record on the radio, you was like, you know what, his album is dropping Tuesday. I'm going to go get that tape from Beat Street Records or Rock and Soul. Yeah. And you was happy if you was a DJ, you got it in the vinyl or it came in a special color. Like, they don't do things like that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those tactics should be used now. But a lot of people, instead of putting them in the Rock and Soul, they're putting them straight to iTunes. That's cool when you got a loyal fan base and you just do heavy campaigning. Real artists and artists from my time, we do heavy campaigning so our fans could be in touch with us. So we don't lose that audience. There's a lot of people in the game lost that audience. You know, that's important. When you can go over Chile and make noise and people are singing your first album word for word, that's powerful. You know what I'm saying? That energy is serious to me. You know what I'm saying? So I just keep it just all the way real and 100, man. There's no changing in Rampage. You know what I mean? Only thing I'm going to change with is the time. You have to go with the time. And my dart is always sharp. My freestyle game is good. You feel me?
That's what's up. And it always has been. These phone lines are blowing up for the homie Rampage right now. I'm going to go real quick to this 919. Dotful Radio with Rampage. What's happening?
You, Queens in the building, NY, stand up. What's good with you, Rampage?
I salute Queens. I love Queens. And I'm from Brooklyn, Flatbush. But I used to hang out in Rochdale and all that.
That's my town, dude. That's my town. I just want to see if your memory banks. I want to see if your memory banks go far back. My cousin was your engineer back in the days, Robert Fatboy Rob.
Oh, that's my dude, man. Salute him. What's up with him?
That's my cousin. He live upstate now, man. That's my dude right there, man. We used to chop it up on the phone when I used to talk to him. He used to hop on the phone, we laughing and talking and stuff. But I mean, salute to you, my G. That takes nothing away from what you do.
Tell your physical I said salute and God bless. And if y'all on Twitter, add me and I DM him and tell him to DM me. It's been a minute, man. I salute you, fam.
No doubt. He doing his thing, too. Beautiful children. He doing his thing. I'm going to get the we're going to connect behind the scenes. You heard me? I also we got some different movements that we deal with, too, but we connect on that behind the scenes. But I want to touch on something real quick, you know, because I also did voiceovers back in the days. And to be honest with you, if I get a voiceover deal, I'll leave the rap alone because that's that residual money that keep coming. And I could go into the stores normally, and I ain't got to get mobbed by nobody and feel good to swipe a card. That residual money, a lot of people don't know about. And then when you said the people who don't know you, that's just in the last maybe 5 years, because any time before that, if you don't know who Rampage is, man, you need to go come from under that rock. You was one of the first MCs to come out of nowhere and get on such a major song with the heavy hitters and hold it down till everybody was like, yo, who's this Rampage kid? He just came out of nowhere, but he was on Flavor in Your Air remix, and it was a done deal after that. My dude, I salute you for that, man. And it always stays relevant. So I just want to shout you out, man. I came through to check you out when I heard you was coming through. Throw you back out there. I know my cousin Rob going to be glad that I spoke to you. We're going to chop it up, you know, behind the scenes so y'all can chop it up and get back acquainted, because I know for sure y'all was people.
Yep, and that's my peoples, and I salute you, my dude. And like you said, man, again, you know, been on classics with legends, and, I'm proud to be there at that time, and, you know, in that time it was just crucial for real hip-hop, and, the 94 and the 95 and the 96 era. That's where all the real music was. So I salute you, King.
My definitely, we'll link up behind the scenes with Don Lansky. That's my man. We're going to keep connecting, my family. You heard me?
All right, bro. Thank you.
That's what's up. So real quick, we got more callers on the line, but I want to go into some music.
Let's do it.
Let's tell these people about
I want to talk to everybody. Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll play this music, too. I want to show them this single, She Screamed. Tell the people a little bit about this so they can hear it, and then we're going to go back to the caller.
What you about to play?
She Screamed. Featuring Hood?
She Screamed. Oh, yeah. She Screamed. This is for the international yard man, them all, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, every borough, big up. Every yard man, big up. This is She Screamed, Rampage Hood, and Andrew One Blood Reed, one of my new joints. We're going to get it popping right now, produced by Felony Music. Let's go.
She wants it one more time before I hit the play.
Yeah. Ha.
Yeah.
Sex. She want me to dick she out. Now she screaming, want me to figure out. Hit her with my big boy, big stick, new toy. Now she on top, screaming, enjoy. Hit it from the side, this is how I destroy. Smack it up, pull it up, now she talking freak boy. Want my bar Molly, yes I call it Zig Zig. Moving steady, hot and sweaty, put it all up in the belly. Get the pokey, now you know me, now you screaming, holy moly. Now I'm in your sugar walls, you dripping like Niagara Falls. Damn, you like the way the boy put it down. Cuff your booty, slam you to the bed or to the ground. Boom, we lick a shot in the air. It's no rules, girl, I really don't care. Right there, you're sexy in the chair. Turn around, let me pull you by your hair.
She popped the molly, I threw the alley to rap, that's an alley hoop. Got a bad bitch with a diaper, she can make my dick and my life hard. Now pussy wet, man, it's too wet. I'ma fuck around a nigga lifeguard. Dive in and I'm in the deep end. Pussy so good, a nigga sleeping. She only see a nigga on the weekend. Once a couple nights got me leaking. I see she throwing signs, I'm just trying to read it. I don't know her name, I just call her when I need it. She like it from the back, she say I put it down. She ask me how I like it, I say looking down. She can drink it up right now. She say she like it 69 upside down. She ask me where I'm going, I'll be right back. I gotta keep her waiting, she like it like that.
Definitely
yes, sir.
Definitely out here banging it out.
And let me say this. This was produced by my peoples, DJ JFX and Felony Music, featuring my dude Hood and Andrew One Blood Reed, and that's the son, Junior Reed. So big up to all my yard man masters that was listening to this, all my yard people, all my training people, all my African people, all my Haitian people, everybody that love yard man music, big up. Jamaica, Bermuda, we global here, baby.
Substance, people, substance. You can hear it in the music. I got Buffalo in the house, 716. What's happening, Doppel Radio? You live with Dyer Lansky and Rampage. What's cracking? 716, you still rocking with us? Oh, I guess he went on. I'm going to go to the 724. 724, you been rocking with us. You live with Rampage and Godful Radio.
What's good, everybody? How's everybody doing today, man?
Salute.
How's it going, Rampage, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
I got to say, man, this is like the first time. You know what? Instead of asking you a question, man, break it down to me, man. What do you do? Like, what music? Like, you know, tell me your best album, your best song, the best person you work with, man. Tell me a little history about yourself, man.
What's my favorite song? Song I did with Busta Rhymes called Wild for the Night. It was on my first album I dropped in '97 called Scouts on a Bottle Way of Blood. You know, it was produced by Batsman the Vibe Timbers, which is my cousin as well. It was a big record for me, and it was a big New York City record, and globally it was a big street record, and I had a crazy buzz, so that was one of my favorite records of all times. And those that want to know about me, they can Google me, Rampage the Last Boy Scout, or they can Google me through Flipmo Squad. And remember, Flipmo is the squad, and we the greatest, baby.
Definitely, man. I gotta say, man, Busta Rhymes, man. I don't know really what to say right now because you know, I listen to a lot of music, man, and definitely, man,
uh-huh.
I appreciate what you did in the game. And
but I'm
a young buck, man, so I'm still trying to learn. But you know, it's good. Dial got
my
you on
dude,
the show, man.
Hey, it's nothing wrong with that, my dude. All you gotta do, if you got Twitter or whatever, stay functioning with your boy. You know, keep the energy. Add me on Twitter at The Real Rampage. Everybody that's listening to this, hit me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I throw a throwback. I put out a video for those that don't know me. I just do a lot of things like that, you know, to keep everybody up to speed with your boy. So definitely, my dude, hit me up on the Twitter at The Real Rampage. It's simple like that.
Oh, definitely, man. Will do.
I salute you, my dude. Where you from?
Oh, Maryland. Go back to
my season.
Go.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Oh, yeah. Pennsylvania, man. Yeah.
I love Pennsylvania. Philly, too. So, salute to everybody in PA that's listening to me.
That's the first thing everybody says, man. When I'll be like, I'm from PA.
Pittsburgh and Petersburg and Harrisburg. And I know all over. Reading, Pottstown. Come on,
yeah, that's
man.
The first
I know
thing.
The area.
That's the first thing people usually say. I always correct them like, "Nah, I'm from Pittsburgh, man."
I got some good friends out there in Pittsburgh, man. So I love Pittsburgh. Shout out everybody in the state of Pittsburgh, man. Hit me up right now at The Real Rampage. Add me, and I will add you. I salute you, homie.
Definitely, man. And also, I always try to tell people, man. You know, Bow Down, like you know that West Side Connection joint, man. The album Bow Down.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the producer on there, he's from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. I always tell people that, man. I'm proud of that.
What's his name?
Butter.
Okay, tell the big homie I said what up and add me. Let's work.
Definitely, man.
Let's work, man.
Rocking with us, definitely. We're going to hit the 717 area code. Stop the radio with Rampage. We're getting it in like this. What's happening?
Yes.
What's up, Godful? It's the Duchess, baby. What's Gucci?
Ooh, having a blast over here with the homie Rampage. How you doing, Ma?
I am doing great. Oh, my God. Rampage, it is a pleasure. How are you, sir?
I salute you, Queen. What's the word?
You all day. I had to definitely come over here. It's a part of my voice. I just did my own radio station, so I'm a little hoarse. So I apologize. But I could not miss you. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, being an artist myself, you are one of the few that I looked up to in this game. And I felt like, you know, my bars had to stay on point at all times because of dudes like you. So, you know, I salute you, my king, definitely for what you
did
in the game.
Well, I salute you, queen. And you already know, you there. You this close. You got to keep going. Don't let nobody stop you. Whatever your focus is, keep going. The devil is around, so, you know, we got to ditch and dodge the devil. You already know that, Queen. Don't let nobody hold you back. You can do this. Anything you put your mind to, don't wait on nobody. If they ain't ready to go, you go. Soon as we wait on people, we get left behind.
Wow.
I salute you.
You know, it's like God sent me to call you because I'm presently going through a situation and you kind of answered my question just now by saying that. So thank you so much. And I want to say I'm already following you. I say you got to follow me back. I'm already following you. It's at Dungeon6123. So I'm already following
you. No, hit me on Twitter right now and I'm going to make sure I DM you and I'll be sending out positive quotes, so I'll send you out a couple of positive quotes too, Ma. But keep following me and tell everybody at your station to follow me, and then I'll jump on your station and show the love as well. All you got to do is DM me, just be like, yo, this is me, and I'm going to hit you back, and I'm going to tell a lot of people to follow you, and I salute you, Queen. Let's keep in contact.
No doubt, my dude. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dalinsky. You are the best. I'm going to stay on because I want to hear the interview. I know other people want to talk to us, so thank you so much.
Absolutely. And you know, what a supporter that Dusty said, the Greenleaf Network over there. They definitely hold me down, and so I'll hold them down. We're going to go to a West Coast caller. I got a 310 area code, 310-857-4 radio with Rampage. What's happening with you?
Hey, what's up, Rampage, man? What's up?
What's going on, homie? What's the word?
Okay, yeah, I just tuned in. So this question I'm about to ask you, shit, somebody probably already asked. I was going to ask, would there ever be another Flip Mode album? That's one question.
Maybe sometime in the future. We all talk. Everything is cool. I love my brothers and my sister. We just got to, you know, all be in the same room, and we just got to vibe and get it together. Maybe sometime in the future. Definitely.
Okay, another thing, I want to know, like, was it a distance between Busta Rhyme when he joined the Aftermath, a distance before and after? What was the difference between Busta Rhyme? What was the difference? Like when he went over to Aftermath, you know, I spoke with leaders of the new school, some of the group, and they said that it was like it was a difference in his attitude and it wasn't fun to be around him anymore. I was asking you, is that the same thing you experienced?
One thing I could tell you about my cousin, man, like, he definitely is inspiring. And, you know, when you're an artist, you just got a different vibe, man. If you got to feed your family, you got to do everything that you can do to feed your family. And if he showed an attitude, that was his attitude. That was his motivation to keep pushing. That's what I tell everybody, keep pushing. Don't let nobody sideswipe you. Don't let nobody, and that's what he taught me, is you got to keep going. You know what I mean? You can't worry about what everybody else thinks. You got to do what you know how to do to take care of your family, to secure a spot for your family. So that's his that's his motivation, to take care of his family.
Okay, and let me ask you this one last question. You know, what is this madness? I shouldn't call it madness. Hell, shit, it might be true about not just rap artists, but people in the entertainment business, period, selling their souls to get riches and fame. Do you really think that shit is real? Do that shit really exist, or is it just talk?
What I could just tell you, big homie, is you got to stay true to yourself. You could never sell your soul. If you're true to yourself, you could never sell your soul, if that kind of makes sense to you. You got to be true to what you do. You're true to what you do, you can never sell your soul. Once an MC, always an MC. KRS-One. Feel me?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I feel what you're saying. And that's all the questions I was going to ask you. I appreciate talking to you. I've been a fan of Busta Rhymes and Flip Mode for the longest, straight up, man, and keep up the good work, man. I got you.
And if you're on Twitter, add me, man. You're on Twitter, The Real Rampage, add me.
Okay,
since
straight
we
up,
have
it's
a
going
West
down.
Coast caller, are you in the Southern California area? I know the 310 is your area code. Are you here in Southern Cali?
Yeah, man, I'm in Santa Monica.
Big up to everybody in Santa Monica, all the homies, all the queens, everybody, man. Your boy Rampage is... It's no game, man. Deep Freeze is the movement. Team Platinum, I salute you, homie.
Oh, for sure. Rampage. One time I seen the Flip Mode Squad tour bus one time. This is about like four months ago.
Yeah. We got a Flip Mode Squad tour bus. Yeah, it's official.
Yeah.
And it was fun too.
Hey, it was about 2 in the morning. Whoever that driver was, they was gunning it off that iTunes.
Nah, we was
gunning it. I'm like,
we were probably going to another gig, but that's a Flipmo tour bus for all of us. So we used to travel. I've been on that bus for like 6 years straight, man. I ain't going to lie to you. It's fun being on that tour bus. So we still got it, so it's all good. You already know what the movement is.
Yeah, that driver don't play, man, because I couldn't even keep up. I gave up, shit.
Man.
My dude
knew how serious we were to get to the gigs. And when you book on tours like that, you get to travel on a tour bus like that. You know what I'm saying, my dude?
We had to
do the boogie, you feel me?
I heard that.
Time is money, you know that.
Hey, my 310 caller, don't hang up because definitely we got a show on March 1st, the West Reunion Honors with MC8 and Cocaine, and my first Southern California LA callers that called up, they're getting 2 free tickets. So if that's something that you can attend on March 1st out here in LA, stay on. I'll get you information. I'll mail you some tickets, and you can show up and definitely get it in with us.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to check out MC8, I hope.
That's the homie, man. Shout out MC8 and Cocaine. Those my people. Salute
yeah,
the West
yeah.
Coast, West Coast.
Hey, but much love to you, though, Rampage in the Flip Mode. I fuck with y'all, too. That's real business, man.
Make sure you add me, big homie, the Real Rampage.
For sure.
On Twitter. Peace.
And like I said, don't hang up. I'm going to get an address from you so I can get some tickets. You know what I'm saying? Rampage, I try to spread the wealth with this hip hop.
Well, you got to do it. You got to spread that love. That's a serious concert right there. That's classic. I seen MC8 get it in. So out here in Arizona, I seen them get it in, man. And shout out my homie, you know, the 5-star general of the West Coast, my dude, Yo Westwood. He's out there with Cocaine too, about to do a few shows with Cocaine. He's on the come up real heavy. He's popping heavy in Arizona. So salute to him. Salute to my boy Judge the Boss. He got it popping in Arizona. Salute to my dude Hood. Salute my dude Leo the Don. You know, I got a nice little movement, man. Team Platinum, man. MGM. Felony Music. We making moves, man. But my dude Yo got the West Coast on Spaz. He got this joint called I'm On. We need to send that to you because it's serious.
Absolutely. And it's that time of the night where my co-host, Mad 4, my partner, steps in. Mad 4, actually, he just needs one more second to get mic'd up. But we got 716.
Yeah, I'm here,
Buffalo.
Man. Let's take some more calls, man. I love taking calls.
Let's
rock.
Hey, let's see if this Buffalo call is back. 716, you rocking with us?
N-E-S-T-O, the Instant Fanatic. It's your boy, Nestor. And I'm like, yo, starstruck right now. So, like, yo, I've been I wasn't always able to listen to hip-hop music, but my dad was the biggest Flip Mode fan. So the first era of hip-hop I was ever able to listen to was Flip Mode. So I'm like fucking starstruck right now.
Right. I salute you, brother, and tell your dad I said Flip Mode is still a squad.
Oh, man. And like, yo, I'm a hip-hop artist now, and I even got a song with Dar Lansky. Like, yo, this right here is the reason why I started doing music, and like, and I love
and
it.
And what I'm gonna tell you, and let me give you some advice, my dude. You know, you just gotta keep going. Don't stop, man. And I tell everybody, every independent artist that's listening to me right now, you know what you want to do, just do it. There's no rules to this game now. Create your own situation. Don't run to the label. Let the labels come to you. Create your own situation. It don't matter how old you are. It matters about your movement, about your presence, about your team. It's about what you want to know. You're doing collaborations. You're doing mixtapes. It's about giving back to the DJs. It's about respecting radio hosts. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. You have to respect your craftsmanship. If you don't respect your craftsmanship, you don't need to be in the rap game at all.
Right. And I appreciate everything you just said to me, and I'm gonna take it to heat. And
if you're on Twitter, add me. The real rampage.
All right, most definitely.
Salute, homie.
Thank
Buffalo,
you.
Nesto, we always appreciate you, homie. Always holding us down. You know what I'm saying? Die for us nationwide, worldwide. That's the way we do it. I'm gonna see if my co-host is mic'd up. Matt 4, you rocking with us in Rampage?
Yep, you know what it is. What up, Rampage?
What up?
What up, big homie?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to start off by saying, hey, we appreciate you making the time fucking with us on Dotfo Radio, man. We appreciate that shit 100, my dude. Much respect.
No, man, we keep it 1 million. We pass 100.
Woo! I can feel that. I feel that.
So.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
before,
yeah.
You got any questions for Backstage, or do we let these callers call
well,
that
just,
a little
I just
bit?
Man, we don't
right
let
now,
the
I
callers.
Mean,
if y'all
want to
ask
call
me,
up.
Let me let everybody call up. I'm saying, if you're listening to us right now from a million block radius, a billion block radius, hit us up. Any questions, anybody want to ask me, let's go, man. I'm free. I'm here with family, kicking my feet back, and we're going to just rock. Let's play some classics. Let's play Flavor in Your Air. Let's just play the classics. Let's get it in.
Absolutely.
I'm here.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to one more caller, and we definitely going to get in. I got to say, too, real quick, big shout-out to Rod Digger. I was privileged enough to have Rod Digger on the show, but on Tuesday I did a ladies' first edition of Dotfo Radio, and it was a tribute to MCs. And I didn't call Rob because, you know, I already had her on the show, you know what I'm saying? And I was letting some other ladies, you know, we had Charlie Baltimore, Marvelous, and we had, you know, Paula Perry and other ladies like that. And Rob called up out of her just because she heard about the show and was like, you know, I got to rock out with my ladies. And she sat there and rocked the whole show with us. It was a legendary show. So, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Flipmo squad, obviously, yourself, but, you know, Rod
shout out to the first lady, Rod Digger, man. It don't get no wronger than that. And shout out to all the sisters that was on that show. Perry, those are all my homegirls and my sisters, and I love them to death, man. They're keeping it pushing. Shout out to every female MC, man, that's on the check-in. I salute you. Keep going. Keep pushing. Rampage, first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo squad. It would never stop. Until there's no more me, real hip hop, right here.
Yep, that's the way it goes. We got 562. What is happening with you? We live with
man,
your homie Rampage.
Checking in with the big homie Rampage, the first lieutenant, the last boy scout. What's happening, man?
What up, boy? What up, man?
Sneak.
What's the
you
word?
Already know. Shit out here in the A, man. It's Sneak Ross.
I love
man.
The A, man. Salute to the whole ATL. You know, always show me love, man. I love the A. I love the A town, man. I salute you, big homie.
Absolutely. But I'm a California representative, born and raised, you know what I mean, holding it down out here, checking in with my fam. You know, Die For, that's my fam. So,
that's
going to check in. Yes, sir. What up, Lansky?
Oh, you already know, homie. I'm having a blast over here with the homie Rampage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we popping off
stuff.
Over here.
Whew. Yeah, it's definitely going down, and this is everything that I knew it was going to be. And more, you know what I'm saying? So, man, it's just, you know, it's legends. It feels like it's legends night every time, you know what I'm saying,
no
here
doubt.
On Dotfo Radio, and we're doing it big.
Way big.
Let's get into some music, man. I want to hear some of that new Rampage, man. Let's rock.
Well, we definitely rock. Now, real quick, because I'm having messages, too, and we're about to get into some music as well. I had a people inquire because they had just got on about your new LP that's coming out. When is that dropping?
Oh,
I'm still working on it, so pay attention to my Twitter and my Instagram. Pay attention to my movement. And anybody want to know anything, they can hit me up at The Real Rampage on Instagram and at The Real Rampage on Twitter. And I might just let one go one day on there. That's like, you know, rushing to the store before you go on the B Street or whatever, getting the album before you get to Rock and Soul, I might just leak something. You know what I mean? So I'm that type of dude. I might just be in the studio and I just might leak it on Twitter real fast so everybody can download it. You know, I like to be one-on-one. So like I said, everybody who's listening right now, if you want to get at me, hit me up at The Real Rampage on Twitter or hashtag me. Let's get something popping. I might leak something. You never know. Or any artist want to do anything with me, if you want me on your records, you want me to do a verse on your mixtape, want me to do a verse on your song, I'm open for verses or whatever, hit up my manager, and that's MARSHEAG, that's Marshae G, at gmail.com. That's MARSHEAG EAG, Marche G, at Gmail if you want me to feature on your mixtape or host your club, your party. I'm open to do whatever. Let's work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to go to this classic, classic song. But I just got to ask you the same question I asked my man Ari the Rugged Man. When you're still doing your music and you're still so passionate about it, do you get the same feelings in the studio right now that you did, you know, in 1994 or even, you know, before that when you're doing it? Do you still hear beats from people and you just get the chills? You'd be like, I'm ready for this one right now. Do you still have those same feelings
man.
Back in the
day? Yeah, man. Let's call that jump. I'll be ready to smack the shit out of somebody when the record come on. I'll be having that energy like I want to just black the fuck out. You know what I mean? It's still the same way. I still got that energy. It's even more. I'm even getting better with time. So, you know, I still got that energy. It will never stop. Let's just get to it, bro.
And we're going to get to it just like this. We got Rampage. We coming back. These phone lines are just going crazy, but people want to hear music. Let's do this. Doppel Radio.
Bad boy. Come out and come play.
I know we had to do a remix, right?
Is mad, I get more butts than ashtrays. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga tote. More guns than roses, poses shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the boots disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Pathetic, please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm just kicking new flavor in your ear.
No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight rap great, bust a head straight and drench. I'm everlasting, like it's so on Procast. A tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, did your girl's butt. I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, keep getting bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Fucking hardcore, it's my time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the Boy Scout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my neck sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flat with your bitch. BLS 97, kids bastard it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo.
Diamonds, diamonds, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues. Skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, Hollis to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Fight the flavor, it reacts to your Dolce cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhymes the way we bout to rip the try. I say, yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face and give you stitches. So niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitch. religion. Wait one second, and I get down, I'm rolling with the heavyweight connect. Who's the stomping ground now? Don't you get suspicious, grant your wishes every time. Bring it vicious when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. Five new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere.
Classic, man, that studio session was burning, boy.
I was just gonna ask you, what was that like?
That studio. I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, man. I wasn't supposed to get on that record because one day, I got a call from Buster. He had Craig Mack on the phone, and Craig Mack was like, "Yo, son, I'm a big fan of yours. Would you jump on Flavor in Your Ear? We're about to do a remix." I told him no. And then Bus was like, "Come on, man, you need to jump on this." Because I just put out this record called Beware the Ramsack, so I was just soaking. I was out there in Brooklyn, and I was soaking. I'm like, damn, my record ain't popping. You know, my first joint. And Bus was like, "Yo, brother, you got to keep going. Well, you going to come with me to this session? Since you ain't getting on the record, you going to come with me to get to the session." I see LL in the corner. I see Puff. I see Biggie didn't come because Biggie was sick, but he laid his vocals already. Mac was there. Bus was in the corner. All of a sudden, Puff said to me, "Yo, you ain't getting on this record? Come on, man. This is going to be the hottest record in the country." So it took me about 15 minutes. I wrote up something, and there you have it. That's how I got up on the record, but I told him no. Man.
Turned out like that. What was I watching the other day? Shout out to my man Todd Davis. We was talking about it. We was watching Rhyme and Reason, but it was interesting, you know, watching stuff from back in the day, video like that, because everything is in front of your face now, you know, with YouTube and Vivo and just, you know, everything's right there in front of your face. So when they did like the show more Rhyme and Reason and stuff like that, you know, that was a real way for fans to see what's going on with these artists besides reading magazines of what you saw, you know, on BET and other little, you know, avenues that they had back then. You didn't really see behind the scenes like that. Tell me a little bit about being involved in the filming of that.
Right.
How was it to be in production with something like that, documentary style? Was it hectic?
Man.
Did they just come and do the interviews with you?
Hype Williams shot the video. So, you know, after we, you know, all got together, 6 weeks later, they was calling me again to ask me to do the video, and I was the last one that stayed to the video to vibe with Puff. And, you know, I vibed with L, I vibed with Big, I vibed with everybody. Like, it was just it was great energy, man. Like, we all had one common goal, is to win, and we all came together and to make something that was beautiful, that was classic, that sting, that hit. You know, I didn't know the record was going to be that big. You know what I mean? The first one, regular flavor in the air was staining. But that just took it over the top for me. That opened up a lot of doors. So I kind of, like, had to bite myself on that one because I didn't know that one was going to be major like that. And it changed my life. A couple of weeks later, man, I had a double platinum plaque. You feel me? So you got to work hard, man, being on that level, and I wasn't from the underground on that level. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was full blown, had platinum records, but me. So I guess just because I didn't put out my first one and I wasn't really shining when I got on that, I shined. You got to keep pushing.
Yeah, definitely. I'm here. Obviously, it was crazy because you talking about LL, when we was interviewing R.A. the Rugged Man before, he said him and LL are putting together a record right now. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, that's positive. That's what's up. People don't know that R.A. the Rugged Man did a record with Biggie.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So R.A. the Rugged Man, that's powerful, man. LL is my homie, man. He's a great dude, man. He's a great dude, man. Busta Rhymes is a great dude.
Puffy is a great dude. LL, a lot of people, the younger cats, should I say, see LL as the actor now. And then even some of the songs, you know, towards the end where he was definitely just doing his own thing, I think a lot of people forget what a hard, hard MC LL Cool J was and is.
Man, let me tell y'all, LL Cool J, all the hip-hop heads on this phone, y'all can Twitter him and tell him I said this. His lyrical content is serious. His battle rap game is serious. You know what I'm saying? He's serious.
No, I agree.
Like, his lyrical dart is serious. Don't let the movies fool you. His shit is out of this world. I salute LL Cool J, real MCs like him, man. He made me want to rap. He made me want to put the pedal to the metal. He made me want to do this. And he's also a great friend of mine, so I salute him.
Yeah, Brian, and again, I was talking with Todd Davis and said, you know, LL, I mean, he was so raw. And I'm not saying he's not now, but we was talking in the general sense of, you know, back in the day and this and that. And I'm like, man, there's not too many MCs nowadays that can touch that could touch LL. And good for LL for being able to do his own thing, too, and, you know, go on into acting and movies and TV shows and be successful because, like you said, you know, you don't change as far as once you're an MC, you know, you're an MC forever, but you do change with the times. You do change with the times. And he felt, you know, at this time, this is why I need to change to feed my family, to make myself successful.
Yeah, and understand that he's MC first. So it's the power of the MC. Once you got power, you can do anything you want. The power of the MC. People get it confused. Once the MC, you can do to write books. If you're writing rhymes, you're writing books. You're writing movies. You're writing stories. That's how you got to look at it as a dope MC.
Yeah, absolutely. This is another question that actually came from people listening online. My man out in Sarasota, Florida, wanted to know how you guys got the name Flip Mode and how that came together.
It was a name that Bust, I believe, on Scenario, one of the remakes, they were saying, Flip Mode, yo, we're in the move. Yeah, man, that's how it goes. It came from one of his rhymes. It came from one of Buster's rhymes.
Okay, that's cool.
That's where that name Flip Mode came from.
They definitely want to do that. And on that note, I got another request for some music. I'm going to go into this. Flip Mode is the squad. Rampage, definitely in the house. We're going to come back.
Yes, sir.
We got a couple more callers, and then we're definitely going to let him enjoy
I want them to make sure to hit me up on Twitter right now at The Real Rampage. I need about 100 people to hit me, and I'm going to add you all. I need 1,000 people to hit me. I'm going to add you all.
You heard it, and when you ride on him for him to add you, you tell your homie to do it, and you have your homie tell their homie to do it, you know what I'm saying, and then you tell their girlfriends to do it, and then you tell the wives to do
Word.
It, and their friends, you know what I'm
Word.
Saying, and you spread it like a wildfire.
And anybody that wants to do a record with me, let's do it. We could do it tomorrow, we could do it next week, whatever you want to do. Anybody's in the studio right now, want me on your record, definitely hit my manager, Marche G. That's MARSHEAG at Gmail. It's official. Let's work.
Absolutely. And me and you are definitely going to be talking, my dude. But let's go to this music real quick because they asking for Flip Mode is the squad. Rampage is
yes,
here
sir.
With us. Doc for radio. Come on.
Drop
yes,
it.
Sir.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all flip
the
say it.
Flip Mode, y'all. You've been waiting for the outdoor, throwing brothers off the seashore. This
got more king than dust. Niggas make me mad, now I got this weak to bust. Bringing home with my lucky charm, swing a cigar. I can't keep calm, release the bomb. Boom, radiation to the nation. Call your congregation, my squad is on plantation. It worked out, rampage last, nigga scout. Quick to punch a nigga in his mouth, that's word to down south. Brothers fight my rhyme, acting no breath, spilling my lyrics, putting in they lyrical concepts. This is rap with no rules. Fuck being cool, old school or new school. I'm supreme, I'm on the back winning team. A lot of clicks on the dream, keep my theme. I'm in it to win it, you're damn right, I'm getting cream. Microphone fiend.
Lost bit, lost limbs and lost fingers. Lord, commander of large missile militias. Kick,
just like the sharecroppers, galoshes, and frays. Agent Orange from helicopters on imposters. And I was hurt like the dead eye. With guns I hand solo and never C-3PO. The good against evil last forever. Spread ash and take drastic measures. Blasphemers or carry nine like math professors. Lord have drop jewels. Sword slash, rock proof that snatch treasures. Halt the global giant on polar science and polar wide lens defiant to see. I bring crisis and crucifixes with the newest scriptures. Rugged, control, hunted, stay cold blooded like anemics. Paint pictures that keep minds twisted like final defects. Spit jewels, watch your platoon. Lick wounds and form scars before they rip again. It's Lord hitting them. And as the world turns like holy Quran scripts, my response is to keep repping, son. Terrorize for 6 days and go rest on the seventh one.
Gospel radio.
Crazy. Like, salute to my man, Lord have mercy. Like, real talk, like, that was the first time Spliff ever been on the record, ever. So salute Spliff Star. Salute Sirius. Salute Busta Rhymes. Like, people don't understand. Like, we was way past the margin. We wasn't worrying about the time or radio time or nothing. We were just going in and being creative, showing our skills, showing our family love, showing how we clicked up, showing that you can't even touch us right now. Like, being in the studio doing that was just powerful. Shout out DJ Scratch for producing that. Saddam Hussein, like, yo, when I hear that, it just made me feel like, damn.
Well, the energy is amazing.
They don't make like that no more.
They don't make records like that anymore. Are you kidding me? And again, that would have been another session. I'd have been fine sitting in the back, you know, being like watching that come to play because. Again, they don't make records like that anymore.
Man.
From everything, from what you guys are saying to the beat, to the everything, it's just, it's one of a kind. It's classic. That's classic right there. There's no other way to say it.
Now you make me want to just go buy my first album all over again and listen to it. That's just how I do. I'm just going to go buy my first album on iTunes and just do it.
And I suggest that everybody does that, by the way. Everybody listening, go buy it. It's on iTunes. Go listen.
Go buy my first album, Scouts on the By Way of Blood, if you want to know about Rampage. Like, even though I got the plaque on my wall, y'all just made me want to just go back and listen to it all over again.
That's what's up. Well, look, just thinking about, when I was talking to Todd Davis and, you know, we setting up the show and everything, I'm like, man. And just like you, you know, obviously I go back and do research and stuff like that just for myself because, you know, some of the stuff that you've done back in the day, it's been a while, and, you know, we move with the times. But I start contemplating in my head, and you'd be like, look at everything that Rampage and Flipmode has touched.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look at everything that they have done. This is iconic right here. This is the history right here.
Man, this is a classic show. Like, you just, oh, man, what else we got, man? Let's talk, man. I'm hyped right now. Y'all thinking we want to smack somebody. Let's go.
Exactly. You know what? I'm going to go back to the 724 because I know he got another question. 724, PA in the house. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. I'm just here enjoying the show, man. Loving it right now. Liking what y'all talking about.
Definitely. You got another question for Rampage?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got another question. Let me think of one real quick off the top of my head. So out of all the that Slave in the Ear remix, man, what's the best story you can give us from that? From your time doing that?
I don't understand. Say it again. Repeat the question.
The best memory. The best memory from doing that Slave in the Ear remix.
What we performed it at the Apollo. The Apollo did it. Wow. Tore it down. All of us together. It was a powerful moment, and then I creeped up on stage. Nobody knew where I was, so I came out on stage backwards and took my. When it was time to do my part, I creeped up on stage backwards. Like, nobody saw me creep in. I didn't see nobody. I seen everybody on stage, but I came backwards and took my heli off, and everybody was messed up when I did my part. They was like, "Wow!" So
that's great. Hey, my cousin. Just text me, too. I grew up in Riverside, California out here. I'm based out of Los Angeles now. But he just reminded me of something that I totally forgot about. In Riverside, in the area we grew up in, they would try to do stuff in the community for the kids, like every neighborhood should, right? Well, at this time is when the Vibe Show was doing its tapings. And for I think it was for like $7, you could pay and get on this bus, and we went to a taping of the Vibe with you, Spliff, and Busta, and the whole thing. We actually got to meet y'all, and I completely blanked it because, you know, I was a teenager, obviously, guess and that. But big shout out, man. I listening to the songs and then Flavor and then thinking about that, man, I can almost, like you said, I'm hype right now. I can almost like smell what it was like back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can feel it.
Right.
Like, I can feel the classicness. Just, man, it's just crazy. And you said, we don't, you know, they don't make songs like that anymore. You know, I don't really hear music like that anymore. There's a chosen few that definitely do. Some of these new artists do really have hip hop. Do you have, like how you said, anybody hit me up, hit up my manager for features, this and that. Do you have anybody that's kind of in the newer school of hip-hop right now that you got your eye on that you're going to hit up and maybe want to do a project with?
Man, I love Kendrick Lamar. He's dope to me. I love Schoolboy too. I love Meek Mills. I love Troy Ave. I love the Flatbush Zombies. They from my hood. I love R.A. the Rugged Man. Just, man, I'm just a hip-hop dude, man. These are dudes that, you know, they still keeping that element, man, you know, of the real hip-hop. But definitely, I want to definitely do a record with Kendrick. If I could do a record, I would do a record with Kendrick.
That's what's up. And, you know, one thing that I try to do here at Die For too is, you know, we got to remember that hip-hop is a culture and not just a genre of music anymore. And I think for some of the crowds, we're kind of losing that. And when I'm talking graffiti artists. I grew up a graffiti artist and a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, MC. You know, and a lot of people that we grew up with had different genre, you know, breakdancing, whatever it was that you did, you were definitely representing hip-hop. Do you believe, we had Buckshot on the show yesterday, and we kind of talked about the golden era, and he was like, you know, I hate calling it the golden era because it just was what it was. That's what we were supposed to be doing, and everyone had a unique sound to where everything was golden. It didn't matter what the era was. Everything was golden back then. Do you tend to call the mid-90s, early 90s and stuff like that the golden era, or was that just the era that y'all was thriving in? Because he was kind of like, honestly, I hate calling it the golden era. He's like,
because
that was awesome.
I gotta salute my Bucktown brother, Buckshot. He's right. I don't like calling it the golden era. It's just the 90s. That's just it. I love the 90s. Hip-hop was fly in the 90s. The whole 90s was a beautiful hip-hop movement. It was a nice 10-year run. It was serious. It was authentic, like them snapbacks. You feel me? After that, it just got out of pocket. But he's right. I don't like calling it the golden era. It's just the 90s hip-hop.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Mr. Raw, how do you feel about that? I'll bring you back in. Queens in the house. You agree with Buck and Rampage here? It's not necessarily the golden era, but just everything y'all did was golden back then?
Well, you already know, you know, I got them lingos out there, and I always say I'm not old school, I'm not new school, I'm true school.
Right.
I'm school of hard knocks, you know what I mean? I'm the true school of hip-hop. I'm the 90s era. I'm probably a little older than Rampage. I've been getting it in just about the same time. So everything he's saying, I could relive it. And it's you know, when they say the golden era, I basically feed off the fact that it gave him that golden feeling. Like, to feel like gold is to feel special, to feel worth something. So when some of them say it's the golden era, I don't take it as a derogatory thing, but I always say I'm from the true school of hip-hop, school of hard knocks.
Right. And that's the I love the 90s.
I just hit you on Twitter, my G, Mr. Raw.
I'm going to ask
you. Yeah, I have a lot of people that said, and I'm adding them. I had them, they're excited about you adding them. The fans are definitely, you know, just going crazy. We get messages.
Nah,
we
man, I just know when a lot of artists get on, they forget their people. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just a people dude. I don't like to read between the lines. I want people to really feel Rampage, get to know me. You know what I'm saying? Don't book by its cover. I want people to know me, reach out to me, ask me. You know what I'm saying? I like to interact with people all over the world because, again, without y'all, there was no me. I'm going to keep it real.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel that 100%. But at the same time, you know, not a lot of people do that. They do believe without the fans, you know, there's no one buying units or buying the tickets or this and that. But they still distance themselves, you know, because, you know, but, you know, to be 100, like you said, 1 million. You keep it at 1 million with everybody. You know, you even pass 100. You pass all that. And
right.
I mean, that we just salute you. We salute you because I'm a fan too. I'm privileged to have this platform to be able to do this, and I'm privileged to be able to play whatever music I want. And I don't have to have
right.
a radio edit. I want to play, you know what I'm saying, whatever I want, custom whatever. I'm going to do it because I like it. But at the same time, I try to make it even to where there is really some knowledge being learned here, and people really get to and that's why I kind of pick the artists I do too. Because I want them to have an understanding of who that person is. You hear the music, you hear what they're talking about on that, but you come on the show and you hear that we all people, we all alike, no matter what it
right.
is. And with music,
right.
we're able to connect and unify. And that's the real big thing about hip-hop was unifying people. Even back in the day, you were battle rapping. Man, some of the battle raps and even where I grew up sounded like you was about to kill this dude, but it was all for the love.
Right.
So, man, we just blessed to have you. We got about 4 minutes left on the show,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. But, you know what I'm saying, we're blessed to have you here. Definitely give you a last shout-out. And then if I could ask you a favor, definitely, if you could get a Die For Radio shout-out so I could chop that up and blast that every show that I have.
Say it again because you was breaking up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have you give your last shout-out to the fans and everything, but before you go, I definitely wanted to get a Die For Radio shout-out from you so I can chop that up on blast and everything.
Die For Radio, right?
Die For Radio.
Die For Radio?
Yep.
All right, let me do it real fast. Yo, this is your boy Rampage, First Lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad. Deep Freeze is the movement. Die For Radio is real. We keep it 1 billion around here. Die For Radio. And if you hating on us, fix your face.
Ooh, that's what's up. Now go ahead and give your last shout outs, man, and definitely all the fans.
Yo,
enjoyed
I shout out everybody that was on this call. I shout out MGM Team Platinum. I shout out Felony Music. I shout out just y'all for just Die For Radio, just for showing me love. I salute y'all. Everybody follow me at The Real Rampage on Instagram, at The Real Rampage on Twitter. Anybody want to do anything with me, book me for your shows, your verses, your mixtapes, hit up Marshae G, MarsheaG at Gmail. Get at me directly. Never Hollywood. Keep it 1 billion. And oh yeah, haters, fix your face.
Ooh, that's what's up. Blessed to have a legend like you in the house. Rampage, we're definitely going to be talking behind the scenes. I got some stuff definitely lined up that I think you're going to be very, very interested in. So I'm definitely going to be hollering at you and just blessed to have you in our premises, my dude.
Thank you, bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's the way we do it. Rampage, we got about 2 minutes left. I appreciate all the callers, everybody that tuned in. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got some hot shows coming next week. We got the Drodian Hour on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We got D-Shot, J-Rue, the Damager, and missing one more. Todd's going to kill me because I can't think of the other artists. But either way, you're going to see the flyer drop tonight as soon as I get it in front of me. And we definitely do it like that. Big shout-out to all the supporters, everybody. I'm going to end it with this Don Lansky and J-Sos Clockwork off the Uncontrollable Substance mixtapes, because that's what we do here. It's like clockwork. Big shout-out to Ari the Rugger Man. Big shout-out to Rampage, Flip Mode Squad, Hip Hop Stand Up. Let's do this. Die For Radio. We'll see you on Saturday.
I said it's clockwork. clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Hey, yo, my words nowadays, they be hotter than most. But I stay beneath the surface with this knowledge I quote. I look for hope for my family, but it seems they ghosts. And not a damn soul around me, so I chose to let go. See, it's clockwork, homie, I've been doing this for years. Hustle of the century, OG got me coughing the tears. Sipping on these beers with my beers like cheers. And not your average clientele, I shit is sharper than spears. And catch a glimpse of what's near. I pulled without fear, fuck everything and run is not the motto that's here. So I keep it close and roast from those that think that they boast. And they ain't never had a mix, so I ounces of potion. Catching notes of my devotion from the way that it's spoken. Kill a track till it's analog, the needle is broken. Take a step back, artificial rappers I attack with this boom back. Serious is a heart attack, you catch more than riff rap. Tech smash your piss rap, hit him with the shot, he watch his whole crew kick back. But even then, I'll be true cause it's necessary. Squizzle with the vocals to the point that I'm legendary. Dial force a click and it's me like I'm dead already. Chemical imbalance from the booze and the trees is steady. Shit is natural, clockwork dramatical. Hit him with that show shot, point blank damage. Yeah, clockwork. I said this is clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on, I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said this clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
Hey, yo, I'm 24/7, 360 on my grizzly. I was born to get busy on the M.I.C.D. Tough 50, said the kitty, but the beat's so milky. Be up on my shit till I'm rich and filthy. Fucking 9 to 5, rather die than a lullaby. Victim to a system, tricked to being hypnotized. Why I try if it's all sad to be fixed? I was caught up in a mix, but not in this row of bricks. Same shit, different kind of bitch, but the script flip, microphone grip, now we spit it like this. Fuck that, wanna be live, but never work. Tried to take my shine every time I rhyme on the verse. Hit them where it hurts, this verse, the real curse. When my record sell first, I'ma smile with a smirk. Different kind of trance, when my fans go berserk. Over literary work, I'd never rehearse. So observe on how my words fit in between verbs. I got that verbiage, gotta give birth to all you infants. Slow it down just a minute, let me finish what I spit it on my last shit. This here's classic. Boom, bastic, fantastic. Diamond in the dirt, so amazed by my day-to-day clockwork.
Yeah, clockwork. I said this clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on, I said it's clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. I said this clockwork. Yeah, it's clockwork. Come on.
From out of Compton. Yeah, you got Dyer Lansky, J-Sos, Die 4, and we all on some uncontrollable substance type shit. You got my partner Big Ed, yeah, they got him caught up, let's just say that. And yeah, Compton in the house, uncontrollable substance.
What you would call a stolen legacy. This music is our destiny.
My manuscript, monumental.
Yeah.
Dirty hair beyond the hip, hottest face in the rental. Running the streets like a press of the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm the general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing, sticking in like a bee sting.
You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe the kids ain't hip hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops. Street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist. See I'm a specialist. Call me MD with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee. Success is up to
me. I I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say, yeah, I'm on this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Ross King, they claim the range game shame. Let's meet it in frost scenes, I'm a strong with the meaning of boss beat. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main words grasping at the point, just manage to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damn it, I fall. And I'm about to do it, that's what happens to best. Your history already proves it. I'm the JFK shot of me, my mind on the block. I guess, what will you do? You choose are meant to get popped.
Like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, Bang Bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.